and different plants will blossom in different times, and yet they will also need to get harvested in different times. And the more we turn extremely rational, the more we cannot rationalize how we have shaped an irrational counterforce. And it is not about what we import or what we export, but it is about our inability to naturalize the product through time. And humans can either exalt nature or diminish it by exalting their artificial realms. And by assigning to a nature the role of a carrier, we remove the aura of a ultimate contemplative sight. And only in the luxuries of our commodities we can claim to be politically correct, yet only facing the raw reality we can become a better humans. And in the pandemic affecting the interconnected global village, only we have strived for the autonomy of his or her own nature will survive. And the last philosophical testament before the switch to an imperialistic culture is what can lead us to switch back to our nature. And any virtue coming out of the mouth of luxury is the most rot of vices. And after much civic obedience, disobedience becomes the only way we can obey our nature. And for the sake of keeping it socialist, the artistic will that could beautify all that is established is killed. And more than nature putting a yoke on us, we put a yoke on nature with our manias. And the very antidote of immortality of one king becomes the very poison of mortality of all his folk. And a poetic meaning can only be understood after the deaf listeners of its time hit the red. And any worldly establishment can get easily repurposed, but the precarious dwelling hosting the spirit. And nothing can be more festive than the temporal death of bourgeoisism. And once the social angels suffocate us under its wings, we ought to start playing the devil. And only by ritualistically performing the new technological bowels we can transcend any new black circuit. And only by abstaining from the social circuit we can switch from mere conductors to receivers and transmitters. And we ought to be able to run our own operating system parallel to the one imposed to us until the former is mature enough to replace the latter. And a philosophical system adapts to circumstances in a way that based on them it can proliferate certain aspects over others until they change. And if great was the quest to develop a concept, even greater may be the quest to find a medium to represent it. And the more subtle becomes our understanding, the more the fear we will totally collapse. And at last it is the social restrictions to turn our great passions into hobbies. And the opposite equivalent of fear is our determination to measure ourselves with the sublime. and any worldly form of power is just but a sand castle against the wave of the wheel. And any ideology sets in as a form of dementia coming to alter a too pragmatic state. And only in our obsession of working for eternity we are able to touch on the most mortal of souls. And by making one thing relevant over another, even modern science becomes relative. And the precondition for unity is one single force that will eventually come less and will have to be reinvented. And far more than reshaping an idea, the medium of execution will reshape the idea maker. And too much politics kills life, either by inducing death or preventing it. And we ought to surprise our enemies that in our argument we are also able to think the wrong way. And education is not a matter of being loose or strict, but a matter of going on a long journey, student and master together. And what we oftentimes consider a defeat, we shall turn it in time to recharge our energy for a further conquest. And the innocent starts perpetrating his crimes as soon as a sense of authority is perceived. And slowly we start to accept social brutalities that only our solitary rooting into nature can prevent us from. And fascism is but an armor to attack the outside and protect much fetishism within. And unable to develop his own culture, the poor becomes rich only to realize he ought to become poor again. And as long as we maintain a natural sensibility, there is no need of an iron fist. And going in depth in a traditional ethical base will always lead us to a new and more proper ethic. And by accelerating the circulation of goods, we are actually able to enhance their area, however perverting their content within. And it is the true poet that following its poetry is able to end up in a non-poetic place and is able to convert it. And while loving spontaneity, one cannot but hate the socially enforced diversity. And the dissident keeps up as he realizes that in the very confrontation one is to find the best philosophical material. And as one is to dislike dogs, not for what they are, but for the conformist class they come to represent, so it is with other things. And the more we are censored out in our passion, the more sophisticated becomes our language. And with much arrogance, others will denigrate our treasure that we will later find to be priceless. And only surrounding ourselves with natural responsibilities, we are able not to go astray with our artificial trajectories. And for as much as there are pains and sorrows, we can either traumatize within them or use them to direct our passion elsewhere. And precariousness is certainly an advantage, as when the earthquake comes, the establishment is the first to tremble. and statistics are just the sum of a great multitude which may have nothing to do with our specific reality but comes to affect it because of its official credentials. And rather than opting to be open or close, the alternative is to be enigmatic. And in our captivated nature, we can either be mean towards others or just learn to live our life ignoring them. And the only immortality that we should tell others is the counting of our mortality. And all that we should rely on is an art that fully relies on our own arts. And there are no permanent winners nor losers, but a continuous cycle of losing winners and winning losers. And ideologies are only needed to shift the power from one group to another, and what we need is a radical rejection of power, but that relating to our own nature. And only by breaking the rules we can develop out of the social mindset, risking however never to be able to communicate it. And a moment of relaxation is only substituted with a far more hectic moment enforced through the principle of competition.